Welcome to Secret to My Success. You're going to hear fascinating stories from the people and personalities who found their success in business and in life. Now here's your host, Alan Bornstein.
Good day. This is Alan, Secret to My Success, with my buddy Don. Don, how are you?
Alan. Good.
Don, is that a new tattoo?
No.
No, just an old one?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Look
yep.
Brighter today. What's the deal?
I don't know. I showered.
Got the dirt off of it. I'm pretty surprised you admitted to all that. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
I'm good. You know, I had the house full of kids. We had the baby in the house, and then I had all the grandkids and kind of step-grandkids.
Okay. Oh, you didn't just have the baby in the house. You had the baby
in
the house.
Right. So everybody was staying with me. Now they're gone. So it's a little bittersweet, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you miss the little one?
I do.
Yeah?
Mm.
Huh.
I do.
Gonna
they went far away, so it's not even like they're close. I didn't want them living with me forever, but close would have been nice, but they're like, they're hours away. But anyway.
So it's just you and your granddaughter.
Yep.
That's
the two of us now.
It's quiet.
It's nice. It's quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll still miss them.
Good.
And we have, who else do we have with us today?
Believe it or not, we have Mr. Luis Salaseya is in the house. How you doing, Luis?
Yay!
Yay!
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
It's about time you got back to your paying gig. What's the deal, man? We missed you.
Hey, once you change those times to a later time of the day, it's tough for me. You know that.
Really? Okay, so we'll do it. We'll do it at 5 a.m. if that's better for you.
Only one thing you can do at 5 a.m.
10 a.m.
That will 10, 11 is good.
Okay, we're gonna get back to a schedule.
Right.
How's
on.
That?
Right on.
So we actually have a really cool guest that Mr. Luis Salaseya has brought in. And his name is Craig, and I was told not to say Sexner, but Saxner.
That's correct. Good afternoon.
So, Mr. Saxner, I got to hear this. You've known Alisea for how long?
40 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Grew up together.
Impressive.
What's impressive is he still talks to you, Louis.
That's a good thing.
How long has he known you, Alan? That's the question.
Not even close to that. That's what I'm saying.
Not
we're questionable.
Close to that.
Okay, so how do you know Alisea?
Louis and I were teammates, classmates at Florida State University starting back in 1984.
Oh, you played volleyball too?
Yes. Thinking of swimming, water polo, all that.
And Louis did that as well, right?
Correct.
But he had been really upset when he found out coming from Puerto Rico that water polo, you couldn't use your horse.
Exactly. He figured that out over time.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. So I assume you played baseball with Louis.
I did.
What position were you?
I was a catcher. I hit a little bit better than I caught. Wasn't near the player as Louis, but we had a nice run together. It was a lot of fun way back when.
Excellent. So you've known him a long, long time.
Correct.
Okay, when you graduated from college, what did you do?
Graduated from college, I had a 10-minute professional baseball career and went into real estate development. I was working for Equity Properties and Development Company, learning how to lease shopping malls.
Okay. You've come a long way from professional baseball, real estate, into your professional cleaning business.
Correct. Family-owned business. Father always loved South Florida, came down on vacation on a whim, answered a blind ad in the Miami Herald, took a job, and after about 8 months decided he can do it by himself. So whenever I needed cash, I had to earn it. So I needed $20 for the movies. I was sweeping and mopping and taking out garbage.
That's pretty wild. I like that your father made you do that. Mm-hmm. Now, where are you originally from that dad moved you to Florida?
The northwest suburbs out by O'Hare, and born and raised there, and matriculated to Florida right before my senior year of high school.
Okay, excellent. So did you play with Louis for 4 years at Florida State?
I was redshirted. 84 transfer rules were a little different. I had transferred in from a smaller school, and I played 85 and 86. We played together, which was Louis' last year there.
Okay, give me something about Louis that we don't know. Anything.
Self-made person. Virtually his English vocabulary is 3 words. One of them I can't repeat. And turned himself into, obviously, a major leaguer and a successful person, moving forward.
Okay. Louis, that's pretty impressive.
I'm telling you, there's no dirt. You've been trying to find dirt. There's no dirt.
Oh, I'm just not digging deep enough. I'm sure there's dirt.
I can come up with my ex.
Might find some dirt.
So, Craig, do you think his ability to not speak English going to Florida State University actually helped him stay straight and narrow and not get in trouble?
I don't think so. Trouble will find you no matter what, and he's very focused academically as well as athletically. And him and his roommate, between the two of them, spoke virtually no English. Jose was a little bit better at it, and over time, obviously, he figured it out.
Okay. How many guys from your class made it to the major leagues? Just checking. Curious.
I believe 12 or 13 out of that class got drafted, and I think 6 or 7 made it to the big leagues.
Really? I didn't know that. Louis, you don't talk about that.
No, I don't know. I've said it so many times. I mean, that was probably one of the best teams ever assembled at FSU, that 86 team.
Hmm.
You know, which we were, like, really, really good. I mean, it was we were 63-11, but we went there 57-9 or something like that to the World Series. So we were the team, you know, pretty good team, 11. 12 guys got drafted, 13, something like that, and like Sachi said, I mean, 5 or 6, 6 or 7 made it. So
that's
pretty good. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Okay, so Craig, tell us about your business. How did you? You said it's family business. Did you take over for your father? You're still working with your father. How's that going?
So he started the business back in 1981. I came on board. I graduated '86. Figured some things out. His business was starting to grow. I wasn't happy where I was, so I decided to do this temporarily. Then you fast forward almost 40 years, and here we are. So I've been running it pretty much the last 20 years or so.
Okay. So it's commercial cleaning. You're not doing any residential homes.
No, we stay away from the residential. We've got a long history of basically office building, HOAs, condo associations. We did a lot of retail. Worked for companies such as Starbucks, among others, over the years. So our business plan, through no plan, really, kind of morphed 5 or 6 years ago into more HOA and condo association. And that really helped us through the pandemic. We were deemed essential while everything else was shut down. We were working and we were growing.
Okay. Now, I used to be an HOA president. It seems like every new president has this new idea that they're going to come in there and save money and beat up every one of their vendors, whether they like them or not, to see if they can lower prices. That's got to be hard in that business.
It really is. It's generally the first line item. Somebody sees, we don't need this, we don't need that, and that's where they make their cuts. You just have to stick to your guns. You know, I know what my services are worth. I know what I need to pay people, and I'm not going to take something. It's a way to make a living. It's not a hobby. So they either want to pay what needs to be charged or, you know, we move on. There's plenty of work out there.
So one of my vendors was a buddy of Louis that was doing our landscaping, and every couple of years somebody would come to me and say they wanted to piece out a little piece of what he was doing to get a better price. I'm like, really? That's how we're going to reward this guy. He hasn't raised our price once, and we're going to start bidding out things that he does for us? Not doing it. Go find somebody else. I mean, I think it's awful.
Exactly. I mean, there's a trust factor. You want to work with people that do right by you, and it's unfortunate. You know, everybody kind of gets lumped in the service business. Oh, you're all the same. You're this, you're that. But, you know, truthfully not. And, you know, the fact that we've been here after 43 years has got to say something.
Right. So are you liking the HOA business better than cleaning banks and retail stores?
It's a little bit different. It's a little easier to control. Obviously, it's daytime work, so it's easier to supervise and to manage. The cost of entry is a lot less. We're not buying auto scrubbers or, you know, buffing machines, that type of thing, as often. It's a little bit easier to control. And the big part is, you know, dealing with the condo boards. I don't know how this is going to come off, but, you know, generally somebody gets on, people get on condo boards for a couple of reasons. One is, hey, I was an accountant in my former life. I can help, you know, oversee the books. That's perfect. That's fine. I get that. But if somebody was, you know, a housewife or drove a bus or whatever, and now all of a sudden is an expert on HVAC and roofing and tells you how to run your business, you know, not so much. It makes it more difficult.
And every 2 years they're rolling over every year. So every year you have a different boss. That's got to be just nerve wracking for you.
It is. You know, when the annual meetings are coming up and you kind of sweat it. You just hope you did, you served the way you were supposed to serve and you attended to their needs the way they needed to be attended to, and you just roll the dice. That's all you can do. Do the best you can every day.
Have you ever had a fire client say, look, it's just, I don't want your business?
I have. You know, whether it was trying to get paid in a timely manner or expectations versus reality, that's the big thing. You know, generally when we start a job, we give them a detailed proposal of what we're going to do. And when they start adding additional things to it and expecting the world, you know, everybody wants A, but if you only want to pay for C, well, then I'm sorry, we're not for you.
What's the hardest thing in your job, Craig?
Hardest thing is probably getting good people, like any business, I assume, but getting loyal and dependable people. People want to grow up to be a baseball player or want to grow up to be a surgeon or whatever it might be. People arrive at these types of jobs through circumstance. For some people, it's a ceiling. For some people, it's an additional job. It's another way to pay for an extra car in the house or private school or even just pay the bills. And to get somebody with the same commitment in you as you certainly is going to happen, but you want people that are taking pride in their work.
Have you ever had a client come to you and say, hey, look, you know, I'm the HOA president. I want all my community work done, but you're going to include my house. You're going to clean it.
I've had people with their hands out, certainly. Hey, a nice flat screen would look good in the clubhouse. Or can you have your guy come in and do a ceiling fan or, you know, whatever it might be. And once you start swimming in that pond, there's no turning back. I just will not do that.
I appreciate and commend your responsibility to do the right thing, because there's so many people out there. I was approached one time by a guy with the government who said, yeah, we should have you bid on some of the projects. I'm like, yeah, I'm not interested. He's like, well, I'm really not interested. And you're too big. I'm going to spend all my time dealing with you and nobody else. Not good. Oh, no, no, it's easy. I'll put an RFP out and I'll give you the numbers you'll win, and then I want 10%.
Hmm.
I'm like, that's sweet.
That.
Not doing that.
Well, if he's going to take 10% from you, he's going to take, you know, money from somebody else who comes in right behind you or take your job. So, no, it's just not worth it.
I wasn't even worried about that, but he ended up going to jail, and I didn't want to be a cellmate, you know?
Well, I've got a story. We did work for a big municipality, and the procurement manager actually had his hand out, whether it was a $100 paint job or a $5 million renovation, and wound up getting caught on camera, and his assistant basically rolled on him, and he went away for a little while.
I have a feeling it's the same municipality that we're talking about. Did this gentleman's wife get thrown in jail with him too?
I believe so.
Yeah, wow. We're talking about the same one. That's a riot. Yeah, I wouldn't have any part of it.
No, I can't. I want to be able to put my head in my pillow at night and sleep.
Yeah, I'm claustrophobic. After an MRI or two, it's like, I don't want to do this. I don't ever want to be in a prison cell.
I don't want to look over my shoulder. No, absolutely not.
Okay. So tell me, today's day and age, it's so tough to find people. And we just had this law that came through in Florida with over 25. Everybody's got to do E-Verify. And I understood that a lot of folks that might have been working got up and left and said, I won't have any part of this in the state.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Like I said, nobody grows up wanting to do these jobs. They come through circumstance, and as people get pushed out, it's more and more difficult to do things and do things the right way, and we need to do the right way. Again, I want to be able to sleep at night, and it just makes it very difficult, and with the wages creeping up, et cetera, it's an absolute challenge to find somebody with papers willing to work, and we're willing to work at a reasonable rate.
Now, do you still work with your father or any other family members?
No, I do not. My father passed away about a year ago.
I'm sorry.
He's been out of the business, although he was my consigliere, you know, on most things up until the end. But the day-to-day stuff, he was fortunate enough to be able to retire and live his best life towards the end.
I got to tell you, it's really refreshing to have a nice bagel brother Jewish guy tell me about his father as the consigliere.
I watched The Godfather way too many times, so yeah.
That's a riot. Okay, so nobody else in the family is involved. It's just you.
Correct.
Okay. biggest challenges besides finding people? And I'm sure that's a major one right now.
It's a major one. I'm fortunate. I believe in lifelong learning, and I've taken courses and programs, et cetera. And as part of one of the programs, we had to do research. So I had to research how many cleaning companies were in Broward County. So I obviously went online, Sunbiz, and did my thing. And there was over 1,800 cleaning companies in Broward County, ranging from somebody and their wife in their Toyota up to the multinational companies. So the competition is obviously very stiff. There's a very low cost of entry to go in. For a couple hundred bucks, you go to Home Depot, buy a bunch of stuff, you're in the cleaning business.
But not necessarily. I'm going to stop you there, okay? And that's beautiful. But the fact of the matter is, if you're doing this right, you have general liability insurance, you have workers' comp insurance, you've got coverages that the regular guy with his wife in a bucket don't have.
Right, but there are bare minimums. You can get an exemption for workers' comp if you're under five people.
But it's not coverage. It means that there's correct. No coverage. That's all it means.
Correct, but all I know is if you have an accounting office with four or five people, a bunch of laptops, a bunch of proprietary information, social security numbers, et cetera, I want somebody that's licensed, bonded, insured in my office for obvious reasons. And a lot of people just look bottom line. Hey, these people will do it for $500, where a reputable company will be $750, $1,000, whatever the cost might be. And people are most concerned about saving money as opposed to doing that. I mean, this is a silly analogy, but I don't eat pizza that often. But when I do, I go to my neighborhood guy. Why do I go to my neighborhood guy? Well, he, uses the finest this, or he shreds his own cheese, or he gives back to his community as opposed to a national chain. Am I going to pay more? Of course. But
it also tastes better.
Exactly.
Okay, but so here's how I'm going to flip back to your other analogy. If you got a small little company and they got an exemption and they're in that accountant office and they're cleaning up and, Dottie slips on some water and cracks her head on the corner of a desk.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have workers' comp and there's the exemption, it doesn't matter. They still get to sue the client for the damage that was done for being in their facility.
Exactly, but they just figure, hey, what are the odds of that actually happening? And I don't see it that way. I want all my bases covered before I take a job. I want to make sure.
You must hate having to compete with those people that come in and say, oh, we do all this, and every one of them are either illegal, they're independent contractors, there's no insurances, but somehow somebody's giving you their rate and saying you have to beat it.
Yeah, and I won't, because I know it can't be done for that rate, and go through these people, I'll still be here, and when it doesn't work out, just give me a call.
Hey, get what you pay for, right? I mean, pretty
exactly.
much.
Right?
No question.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay, that's fair. What else you want to tell us? How are you growing your business?
I am growing my business. The big part of my business growth has come from referrals. Obviously, worked for a lot of property managers. They are very transient, and they'll take me along with their file. I do this building, the building next door, that kind of thing. We've tried traditional. Things are morphing. Things are changing in the digital age. Flyers, door hangers, that kind of stuff no longer works. But, a lot of networking and a lot of just being out there on the street, talking to people and doing the best I can.
Do you have other family members that are working the business with you, or is it strictly?
No, they were smart enough to see what I went through. My kids are both Florida State grads, both got their masters, and they're pursuing their passions.
Nice.
So they wanted no part of it. And my wife works for a compliance company in the financial sector, and it's probably for the best.
Right.
In a good way, it's for the best.
So do you have a website?
I do. I can be reached, we can be found at Pro Building, and then we abbreviated services. So it's svcs.com.
And a phone number?
I can be reached at 954-473-0025.
So I have
in Spanish now, Saxy.
He wants you to do that in Spanish.
Oh, cinco, nueve, cinco, cuatro, tres, cuatro, siete, tres, cero, cero, dos, cinco.
Hey, much improved from the college days.
Yeah, not bad for a gringo. I get it.
So listen here, Gringo. We actually started a new program. It's called Put Your Secret to My Success Announcer to Work Day. So we are going to volunteer Mr. Alisea to come work on one of your projects and see if he can cut it as a professional cleaner. What do you think?
Huh. Interesting.
I think he has an eye for detail. I don't think it'll mesh with his attire. I think his shoes might be a little too fancy, but I think it's fine something for him to do.
I think with his AD, I'd give him 5 minutes.
Probably. That's not for me. He'll be big league me for sure.
What do you think? Louis, you want to go clean something?
Oh, man. How about supervisor cleaning?
Oh, that's
supervisor,
right.
Supervisor, there you have it.
I can use a translator. That'll be fine, sure.
Louis, do you still speak Spanish?
Si.
Okay, so you want to be his translator for him? What do you think?
That will work.
Okay. Craig, do you do anything with, I'm gonna put a plug out to one of my clients. Her name is Victory Accounting. She's amazing. And all she does is she does accounting for HOA and condo associations. Do you know of Victory Accounting? Because if you don't, we're going to have to make an introduction. Victory Accounting is amazing.
I've heard of them. I've never dealt with them.
Amazing people, but they actually do a lot of work for larger, big accounting associations and homeowner associations, or rather condo associations, homeowner associations, and they do all the bookkeeping and accounting. And they also do the back support for a bunch of smaller management companies that use their services to supply accounting services for the end users.
Well, that would be a great intro. I truly appreciate it.
We will make that happen. Okay, come on. We got some extra time. I want to hear some dirt on Louis. Give me something.
The thing that impressed me the most.
Not what impressed you, but okay, let's go with that.
Well, 40 years of friendship, I don't want to blow it in one 30-minute radio broadcast. He's able to throw batting practice with both hands.
Huh.
You know the story why? Because his father said you can't be a lefty.
I didn't know that story. I just didn't remember him being left-handed to us.
Louis, tell him. Hurry up. I know this, so you should tell him.
I used to play ball left-handed. I was an outfielder when I was a kid until about 12 years old. My dad brought me a right-handed glove and said, you're not going to be a lefty anymore. You're going to be an infielder. You're not going to be too big. Lefty's going to have to be big or pitch. And you don't hit those boxes. So I started working right-handed. So I never forgot about lefty. So that's why I was able to do it.
Oh, that's why you're able to switch it like you did, too. I'm sure.
Yep.
Pretty funny, huh?
That's great.
Excellent. Well, listen, we are so glad you were here with us. Thank you for not giving us any dirt on Louis. You're a cleaning company, so you don't carry dirt. We appreciate that.
Correct. No, I appreciate it. It was a privilege to be on with y'all, and thanks again. I truly appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, sir.
Alan, I have to say this. Out of the group that we had there at Florida State, it was a unique group because everybody was picked from different parts of the country, which is never hardly ever done in teams. We had guys from California, New York, Dominican, Puerto Rico, Florida, Tennessee, from all over. And it was a great thing because everybody got along well. And it was an amazing thing because you learn about everybody. I mean, you learn about the Italians, you learn about the Puerto Ricans, the Dominican. It was a pretty good group.
That's pretty amazing.
That's why you don't see too much dirt.
I love that you're St. Louis Alisea.
Hey, told you. You didn't believe me.
I know it. It was confirmed today. St. Louis Alisea.
There you go.
Only because you came up through that team, right?
Yep, I did.
Gotta like it. Guys, thank you again so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. C.
Talk to you, Louis.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How would you like a cleaning service that listens to your wants and needs and genuinely cares for your home? MisoClean is a top-notch cleaning service. They will go through your home and create a specific list just for you on your wants and needs. MisoClean is fully insured and bonded. If you want a top-notch cleaning service to take care of your home, call MisoClean at 561-303-5743. That is 561-303-5743.
Thanks for listening to The Secret to My Success. For more episodes, go on over to secrettomysuccess.com. That's secret, the number 2, mysuccess.com.